Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator and Kang with you today. Doug will be back tomorrow. Taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. I mentioned to Kang that something debuted in 2001 on this day, and that something was the Fast and Furious franchise. Debuted 23 years ago today, and now we've got like 10 movies plus other spinoff franchises coming from it. And I have to add to it. I mean, if we've got over 10 movies in this franchise, is it the greatest action movie franchise of all time? I have to ask the question. I mentioned a couple other great ones with the Expendables and Mission Impossible. They've both been great. And, you know, what makes them great? Phenomenal stunts that are actually stunts. And now we're getting more, you know, CGI stuff, or AI, I guess it will be part of it too. And we'll see how far that they run with that. But there have been some great action franchises. Which is the greatest of all time? Which is the one that makes you go, wow, yeah, that's been pretty great. 248-539-9797. Got a lot of ticket texts coming in on this. Wait. Ludacris drove a Fiero in space, and they thought, yeah, man, sixth scene. What's next? Conor McGregor riding dolphins in pursuit chase? Max and Beth. Could be. You never know. I mean, Conor McGregor was in the Roadhouse movie.
Have you seen that yet, Gator?
Nope.
Are you? This, that sounds like you don't want to see it.
It's hard for me to pick out a time where I just want to watch Netflix,
mm-hmm,
and or wherever, whatever, you know, streaming service, or I just want to watch it. I don't know why it's hard for me to do that, because I'm watching TV all the time and watching movies I've already seen all the time. So why not watch something new? All you do have to do is press a button. There you go, Netflix, and search. There it is. It's in my queue.
I was going to say, because you and Doug are both big Roadhouse fans, aren't you, the original?
I don't think Doug's ever seen Roadhouse.
Oh, he hasn't?
No, which is like one of those things. Like, how have you not seen Roadhouse? But he has not.
But you were a big fan, right?
Love the original Roadhouse.
You got to see this. Even if you're going to hate on it, I mean, just to...
I don't want to hate on it. I don't want to hate on it.
You like Jake Gyllenhaal at all? Who else is in it? Just him and Connor?
Him and Connor is fine. I don't know who else is in it. Yeah, that's enough. I mean, you know, you're trying to replace Swayze. Good luck with that. Even though there was only one Roadhouse. Although there were rumors they were going to make a second one with Ronda Rousey. As I don't know. Did they ever make that? I don't even know. Another ticket text. They really should cross the Fast and Furious franchise with Knight Rider. Put an AI computer in one of Dom's cars and have him fight crime like that.
Are they bringing Hasselhoff into this?
Don't hassle the Hoff. Bringing in that car too. It's too iconic of a car. I like that Fast and Furious, you get different cars. You get the classic cars, you get the supercars, you get the tuner cars. It's all great. It's Mission Impossible, hands down. How do you feel about the Mission Impossible movies? Did you ever get into them?
I didn't get into them like everyone else, but they're fine. I didn't hate them. Good action, of course. I'm not the biggest Tom Cruise fan, but he is a good actor. You know, he's done a lot of good work. Not everything, but...
I like Tom Cruise movies. And when I started watching these movies again, because I haven't seen them all the Mission Impossible ones, but when I watched them, I enjoy them, except for one thing, because they had this common element in all these movies where they make the masks, and then you don't know who's who until, oh, he rips off the mask. Oh, wait a minute, yeah. It was. That's always been a bum to me. I don't like that.
I kind of agree with you on that.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise made another movie, an action movie called Night and Day with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I enjoyed that movie a lot.
That's like a... kind of like a rom-com action movie, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like they throw the rom-com part in it with, but Cameron, it's basically, Diaz. Yeah, it's basically a Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah.
Except he's a lone guy. He doesn't have a crew working with him. He's just working to kind of clear his name and do stuff. But I really enjoyed that movie. John Wick is by far the best action movie franchise of all time. That's Bruno and Dearborn.
We got a lot of John Wick texts.
I haven't seen the most recent John Wick. But I saw the first three. I want to see the fourth one. I will watch the fourth one eventually. I've enjoyed watching Keanu Reeves as John Wick. That's a badass. It's a badass. But the amount of killing done in that movie.
Well, and Doug, he tried watching this, right? And didn't he bail because he the concept or something?
I think so. Yeah, Doug did not get into it. Yeah, he didn't like it because he didn't like the backstory.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I'm like, how do you not like the backstory? Like, what? It's revenge. That's the ultimate backstory.
Wasn't because of the dog?
Yeah, was that it? He didn't like it because he'd get revenge for a dog? I mean, yeah, it's not about the dog. It's about what the dog represents.
Yeah, but it was the... I mean, this is like... I think it's on record as the most kills in a franchise or something.
It's a lot.
Yeah, right.
It is a lot. Just racking up the body totals. And that's another one that's going to have spinoff series. And looking forward to that because Ana de Armas is going to be in the one.
Oh, really?
The Ballerina, I think it's called. Going to watch that. Steven Seagal movies. Unbelievable Rick and Wyandotte. Yes, but no, the only franchise he had that I could think of was Under Siege, where he made two Under Siege movies.
I guess otherwise, they all kind of look the same, though.
They definitely look the same.
Because you know how we know he's done so many of the same type of movies? He's still playing that character outside of Hollywood studios.
Yeah.
He thinks he's
badass.
Yes, with the shooter glasses and the I can kill you with two fingers. Like, yeah. Seagal, man, what are you...
I mean, well, first of all, there's no question he'd kill me on sight. I would not be able to hang with Steven Seagal. He's obviously well-trained and all that, but his opinion of himself is so high.
He's the messiah of the art of war.
He and Bruce Willis have done more straight-to-video action movies that I see on TV.
What's video?
Straight to your TV action movies. Like, it's insane how many they've done. And like Bruce Willis, even up to a couple years ago, was still doing these just for, hey, here's a paycheck, right? Because he's Bruce Willis. And it's sad where he's at right now in his life with his health situation. But the fact that he was still making movies up until a couple years ago, it's even sadder when you watch like one of his last movies and compare that to the actor you saw with the Die Hard movies, which is another great action movie franchise. It's sad in comparison. Seagal, he's got no excuse. They're all terrible. You know, how do you come up with a Seagal movie? All right, we're going to put Seagal in a situation where he's a CIA-trained guy that nobody knows about, and we'll pit him up against a former rap star, you know, and there you go. Like, how many DMX movies you got to see with Seagal in it, right? But I do enjoy Seagal movies. The first one he did, Above the Law, I love that movie. That's the first movie people saw Seagal like, that's awesome. And then you can start making fun of with the Hard to Kill and all that. The Bourne movies were pretty sweet. I agree with that. The Bourne Identity and Supremacy and all that stuff. Then they added Jeremy Renner into the franchise, and I thought that was a good movie. I've enjoyed those movies a lot. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. We got some more texts, and we got some phone calls coming on the way as well. We discussed this. We've also got some Tiger conversation coming up a little bit later, and some more discussion about the Lions. I found a list, and I am surprised by this list when it comes to the Detroit Lions. We'll see how you folks feel about it as we continue.